Once a strong supporter of an independent redistricting process in California, Governor Newsom is now saying that may change if Texas lawmakers move ahead with plans to redraw congressional districts in their state. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matera. Phil, what is going on here?
Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, with the blessings of Donald Trump, is calling a special session in Texas to look at redrawing congressional district maps to make them more favorable to Republicans, with the idea of adding, let's say, 4 or 5 seats that could swing Republican to the 2026 midterm elections, and thus give the Republicans a better shot at controlling and staying in control of the House of Representatives. That's big gamble right there, because right now, I mean, you can effectively, pretty much, upend an administration, and we've seen it happen with Democrats and Republicans as well when the midterm elections come and they lose control of the House. That really puts a severe hampering on legislation going through. But the idea of getting 5 extra Republican seats has Democrats really upset. And then Governor Newsom said just the other day, means we have to fight fire with fire and maybe do it ourselves. Maybe California should turn around and redistrict and add Democratic favorable seats if they can, 4 or 5, to counter it. Right now, he's making a point. Whether he can actually make that change, that's a big one. That remains to be seen.
So Newsom hosted 6 Democratic Texas state lawmakers at the governor's mansion on Friday afternoon. What do you know about that conversation? And also, what would redistricting look like in California?
Well, that's a good one. Remember the old word gerrymandering, where you have to draw lines all over in order to try to make it happen? That's exactly what voters in California wanted to put an end to about 20 years ago when they passed a statewide initiative that set up a non-political group to look over and make sure that the districts were drawn fairly and without favor to one or the other parties, to end the practice of sort of carving up districts that way. Well, the governor met with Texas lawmakers. They came out from Texas in order to make a point, Margie, in order to get national attention, because he's saying, look, we've got, this is an issue here, maybe, but we don't know what we can do about it, because as it stands right now, what he would have to do would be change the law and change the maps in California. That's a pretty big process, either one of those. And he would have to put both of them probably in front of the voters real quick in order for them to say, yes, we're agreeing to change how we redistrict, and also we're going to redistrict at the same time and approve this. That would be a very expensive and very, very tough fight. So what he's trying to do is says, okay, we might not be able to do it in time, but maybe how about you in Illinois, Governor Pritzker in Illinois, in Missouri, in New York, other places, take a look at this and fight fire with fire. Okay, is Gavin Newsom doing this to get on the national stage? Yes. Is he doing this to fight the Republicans? Yes. Is some of this brought on because Donald Trump is backing it big time? Yes. You put it all together and you have a real clear evidence that these people are going to be fighting on every level with the courts. They're going to be fighting in terms of the state legislatures. They're going to be fighting in Congress. And the Democrats feel like they're behind the eight ball right now. And they don't want the Republicans just to run the table.
All right. Thanks, as always, as KCBS insider Phil Matera. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.